الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما آتاكم الرسول فخذوه وما نهاكم عنه فانتهوا صدق الله العظيم وعن أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم مثل أصحابي كمثل الملح في الطعام لا يصلح الطعام إلا به صدق الله العظيم صدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي دور شيخ الله Respected brothers, respected elders, mothers and sisters listening at home. Going back on the subject of Syria, the history of Syria is a fascinating subject. Damascus or Dimashq, what is known today as the capital of Syria, was once not just the capital of Syria, but the capital of the entire Islamic empire. Entire Islamic empire, that means from the shores of the Atlantic Ocean to the Pyrenees Mountains, to the Indus Valley, all the way to China in the east. And that was the beautiful Islamic empire at that time, under one banner of Khilafat, and Dimashq was the capital city. There is one riwayat narration that Huzur alayhi salatu was salam has said, Allahu a'lam, about this riwayat, but I have read it, that Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never visited Dimashq, and he said that the reason for that is I only want to enter Jannat once. I only want to enter Jannat once. Wallahu a'lam bis-sawab. A beautiful city, incredible city, and the oldest capital in the world. Alhamdulillah, we have covered some points of Syria in the 5 or 6, 7 sessions of Dars-e Hadith. Alhamdulillah. All praises be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Islamic empire at that time was governed and ruled by the Umayyad family, the Umayyad dynasty. Umayyad, the name given to that family, was after the grandfather of Hazrat Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala an. Hazrat Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala an's grandfather's name was Umayyad. Hazrat Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala himself was a Qurayshi. And to understand the biography of this incredible person, Hazrat Amir Muawiyah, who was born a leader, such a great leader, that like how naturally when we say Hazrat Umar, the word Farooq comes into the mind. And when we say Abu Bakr, the word Siddiq comes into the mind. And we say Uthman, Dhunnurain comes into the mind. But we will never say Hazrat Muawiyah. Naturally, those who are learned people, they will always say Amir Muawiyah. In reality, he was an incredible, incredible Amir. Incredible Amir. He was also a Katib Wahi. Hazrat Amir Muawiyah's sister was the wife of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You have to understand the relationship which he had with Huzur alayhi salam. He came from the tribe of Banu Umayyah. Banu Umayyah is the second elite tribe just after Banu Hashim. All of them were Qurayshi. Banu Hashim was the elite tribe from which Hazrat alayhi salatu wasalam came. And second to that was Banu Umayyah. And that is where Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala and came from, Hazrat Amir Muawiyah. Hazrat Habiba radiallahu ta'ala anha was the wife of Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam, the real sister of Hazrat Amir Muawiyah. Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala and his father, his name was Hazrat Abu Sufyan. Abu Sufyan radiallahu ta'ala embraced Islam very late on the day of Fath Makkah. He was a rich tycoon, a multi-millionaire of his time, the richest non-Muslim before that day in Makkatul Mukarrama, a Qurayshi, a leader. He is the main man who financed everything in the Battle of Badr, in the Battle of Uhud, in the Battle of Khandaq against the Muslimin. But yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Baniyaz, Allahus Samad. He gives hidayah to who He wills. The daughter became a Muslimah. The son, it is said that because of pressure from the father, Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala, according to Waqidi, a Muslim historian, Hazrat Amir Muawiyah became Muslim just after the truce of Hudaybiyah, Sulh Hudaybiyah, but his iman was not declared. That is why the khususiyat of Hazrat Amir Muawiyah is that though, according to the Meccans, he was not a Muslim, yet a great soldier, but he never took part in the fights that the mushrikeen had taken at that time with the Muslimin in the Battle of Badr, in the Battle of Uhud, in the Battle of Khandaq. He was never there. So ulama say his iman was not exposed to them. He did not declare, but he was a Muslim. He only declared his iman also with his father on the day of Fath Makkah. So the Banu Umayyah family ruled that part of the region for a very, very long time. Alhamdulillah, the history of Banu Umayyah is also fascinating. Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala an is also resting in Dimashq in Syria. But the sad thing is, unfortunate thing is that even the Syrian people don't know where his mazar is, where he is resting. Yet a great, incredible man. Such a man that once Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam sent two companions to go and look for Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq and Hazrat Umar Farooq. They came back and they said, Ya Rasulullah, we cannot find the Shaykhain. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq is not here, Hazrat Umar Farooq is not here. The intention was that Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam wanted mashwira with them. He said that, well, if Abu Bakr Siddiq, Hazrat Umar Farooq are not here, then go and look for Hazrat Amir Muawiyah. Find Amir Muawiyah, I'll take mashwira from him. One can just imagine, just from the words of Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam, the powerful status that he had. Alhamdulillah, Hazrat Amir Muawiyah is resting in Syria. Mufti Taqi Saab, in his book, he has written that he has actually seen that area, the shrine, the mazar, where Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala is resting. If you want to go and pay a visit to the shrine, you have to have permission from the government. The Syrian government has to endorse a letter for you giving you permission, only then you can enter that area. The reason for that perhaps is that the great influence that the Shia community have in Syria and also in the politics of Syria, in Dimashq, in that area, a lot of the people who come to visit Syria, a lot of them are Shia. And the Shia dislike, they just don't like, dislike Hazrat Amir Muawiyah. They totally dislike all the company except for a handful. But when it comes to Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala, astaghfirullah al-azim, they talk and disrespect Hazrat Amir Muawiyah in the worst way. And for the security of the mazar of Hazrat Amir Muawiyah, wallahu alam, they say that nobody can go and visit that mazar. And in fact, a lot of the local people don't even know. And it is quite incredible. Even when we went to Jannatul Baqi, Madinatul Munawwara, all the Sahaba-i Kiram ajma'in that are there, according to Allama Imam Malik rahmatullah alayh, at least 10,000 companions are resting there. 10,000. And my good companions Faisal and Iqbal are here. And when we went to visit Jannatul Baqi, it is shocking. You have the brothers that are there looking after the qubur, and when someone asks them that who is this person resting in this mazar, in this grave, they say Wallahu Alam. What do they say? Wallahu Alam. It is Wallahu Alam. We don't know who it is. But anything to do with Malik Fahad, they will say, oh, that is the palace of King Fahad. That is what Khadim al-Haramain al-Sharifain has done. This is that prince has done that. That anything with the, subhanAllah, the royals, it all has a title. Now what bidat can they be if they were to inform the people who come that this is Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala, this is Hazrat Imam Malik's mazar? What bid'at can anyone do? Who is going to do sajda there? SubhanAllah. And this is the trouble. Nastaghfirullah Rabbi. But if you go to Syria, because of security reasons, they won't allow you. And I told you, the prejudice that is there, anyone who is from the Ahl Bayt, their mazar is well intact, looked after, everything is there, the maintenance of it is perfect, it's clean, it's kept clean. Sahaba Kiram Ajmain, the others, Allahu Akbar, it is in a very simple way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give tawfiq to the Muslimin who hold the aqeedah of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'at. Radiallahu ta'ala and Sahaba Kiram Ajmain. The reason why a lot of people don't understand the status of Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala, even Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, is because of the influence that the Shia have put on the Sunni Muslims. That is why we are in the month of Muharram, the 4th of Muharram. Mara Dawood Sahib did touch that topic a bit. If you go to India, Pakistan, there is Sunni Muslims who carry what is known as Tajia. And they cry and cry and cry, astaghfirullah. Muslims don't even know what is the significance of the 10th of Muharram. And for them it is just that Shahadat-e-Karbala, Hazrat Hussain radiallahu ta'ala was made shaheed. No doubt the grandson of Huzur alayhi salatu wassalam, ala ayni wa ras, holds great, great status. Alhamdulillah, the Muslimin have respect for him. But this is influence of the Shia. Taziya, they cry all along, every time. And astaghfirullah, Sunni Muslims do a lot of the things. That is totally haram. In fact, some of the scholars have written books against Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala. People like Maududi, who has written Tafhimul Quran and who has written some books, and in his books he has not respected Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala. Mufti Taqi Sahib has written a book in Urdu to give an answer to what he has written. So as Sunni Muslims, it is very, very important, my brothers, that we understand the status of Ashab-e-Kiram. That is why Hazrat Maulana Haq Nawaz Jangvi, Rahmatullah Alayh, who was the leader of the Tanzeem in Pakistan of Sipahi Sahaba, when his son was born, the first name he gave to his son was Muawiyah. A lot of people hesitate. Do we keep this name of Muawiyah? Let us not forget, Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala an is Qatib-e-Wahi. Qatib-e-Wahi, yani Wahi ko likhne wale. 163 ahadith are narrated by Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala an. 163. The main scribe, any revelation that came, Huzur alayhi salatu wassalam would call Hazrat Amir Muawiyah. And brothers know how selective Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala is. Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala gave him the post of being a governor of Syria at that time in the Khilafat of Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala. After the demise of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, Khilafat was given to Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala. Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala and went to him, did bay'ah, told him Khilafat was given to him. All of them made bay'ah to Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala, and that is where this Umayyah dynasty starts. For a long time they ruled that entire region, alhamdulillah, and they did a lot of khidmat. Must the Dome of the Rock, that is opposite Masjid Aqsa, that was also built by the Khalifa of the Umayyad family. Also the Umayyah Masjid in Syria, where it is said that possibly Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wassalam, when he comes, he will come to the Jamia Masjid of Dimashq. A lot of the scholars say that is the Umayya Masjid that is there, where the mazar of Hazrat Yahya alayhi salatu wassalam is. We have to understand the status of Sahaba-e Kiram Ajma'in. It is said that Allama Ibn Kasir rahmatullah alayhi has written that one man saw a dream. In his dream he saw Huzur alayhi salatu wassalam, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, Hazrat Umar Farooq, Hazrat Uthman, Hazrat Ali and Hazrat Muawiyah. How many people? Kitne? Six ho gaye? Haan, Huzur alayhi salatu wassalam ke saath. Aap sallallahu alayhi wasallam ke saath chhe. And there was another person there also. In his dream he saw another person. When Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala and saw that other person, the man who is having a dream, saw Huzur alayhi salam, four Khulafa'i Rashidin, Hazrat Amir Muawiyah and another person. In his dream, Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala and went to Huzur alayhi salam and he said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Ya Rasulullah, this man here, he has the habit of disrespecting the companions. Khab. He disrespects, gustakhi karta sahaba-e kiram ajma'in. Abu sallallahu alayhi wasallam looked at him and he said to him that, what right have you got to disrespect and to dishonor my companions, sahaba-e kiram ajma'in? And he looked at Huzur alayhi salatu wasallam and he said, Ya Rasulullah, I don't disrespect Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq or Hazrat Umar Farooq or Hazrat Osman or Hazrat Ali. Yes, I have a habit of saying a few things against Hazrat Muawiyah. Hazrat Muawiyah is Sahabi. Abu sallallahu alayhi wasallam looked at Hazrat Muawiyah and said to Muawiyah, come here. He came to Huzur alayhi salatu wasallam. Abu sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave him a steel bar. Kya hai? Loha. Rahmatullil alameen sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Huzur alayhi salatu wasallam gave it to Hazrat Muawiyah. And he instructed him that, O Muawiyah, hit this man at the back with this steel bar. You understand? And Hazrat Amir Muawiyah was a born mujahid. Huh? Born soldier. SubhanAllah. The first man, the very first man to make warships, sea fleets, who attacked the Roman Empire by water. And the sea fleets that were made, the ships, warships, subhanAllah, it is said when the Romans saw what the Muslims had done, constructed at that time, Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam was the first one. That is in the Quran, kashti ko banana, and he was saved. But Hazrat Amir Muawiyah, for the security and to expand Islam everywhere, when he came, touched Qustuntunya, and the Romans watched over from the shores, the Muslimin, they were shocked. The technology that the Muslims had at that time, the technology. The Muslims don't have anything of the sort now. Nothing of the sort. Hazrat Muawiyah was the first one. And that is why Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam gave a prophecy that those people who do jihad by water, that awjabu, all of them will enter Jannat. In fact, Huzur alayhi salam has said, Jannat upon them is wajib. And the Amir of that entire group of the Mujahideen was Hazrat Amir Muawiyah. In another hadith, Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam has said, those Mujahideen who do jihad against Qustuntunya, Qustuntunya is known as Istanbul today. May Allah Rabbul Alameen tawfiq de Istanbul. And Istanbul was the capital of the Christians at that time. Even Qustuntunya, when the Muslims fought, Hazrat Amir Muawiyah was the first one to dispatch the Muslim army towards that. And Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam said, those who fight in the war of Qustuntunya, all of them are Jannati. And the Amir of that was Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala. Born a warrior. He was such a powerful man that at a very young age, when anybody looked at him, his face was breathtaking. One day his own father looked at his son. The father becomes proud of the son. And he looked at the son and he said to his wife, you know what? One day my son will be the leader of all the Arab tribes. So, maa maa thi kya? Maa to maa thi na Musabih. What passport was she holding? She was a Qurayshi. Qurayshi. And she looked at the husband and she says, what do you mean that my son will be the leader of all the Arabs? My son will be the leader of the entire Islamic empire. And how true she was. And how true she was. And this was the dua given to Hazrat Amir Muawiyah by Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma allimhu al-kitab. Wallah, give him the knowledge of the Quran. He was a katib wahi. Wa makkinhu fil ard, and give him status and honor in this world, as in the ishara of khilafat. And later on, subhanallah, Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala and became a great khalifa. Incredible waqiyah. It is said that in one area of Hadramaut, this man, the son of a king, whose name is Wa'il bin Hajar, he came to Huzur alayhi salatu was salam. His father was a king from Hadramaut. He came to Huzur alayhi salatu was salam so that Absalallahu alayhi wa sallam, shall I finish off that waqiyah? When Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala and hit that person with a steel bar, it is said that that person who saw a dream woke up. When he woke up in the morning, he found out that that person who was talking bad about Hazrat Amir Muawiyah, in the night he passed away. When they went to see his body, it is said that he was cut open from the back. Was cut open from the back. And this dream, the vision was by given to this person, and that person who was a Shia was living close to him. So, pura piche ka jo hissa tha, it was all cracked open. And they don't know what happened. And this man knows all about it because Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam gave him the steel bar. Subhanallah alameen. Allah Rabbul Alameen, give us the tawfiq to have qadr of these great companions. So if anybody wants to keep a good name of a child, instead of all these fancy names, Muawiyah is a beautiful name. Muawiyah is a beautiful. Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala, a grand sahabi of Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam. So this son came, the son of this great king of Hadramaut, and he embraced Islam. When he became Muslim, Absalallahu alayhi wasalam called Hazrat Amir Muawiyah and he said, oh Muawiyah, he has just become a Muslim. Now go and make sure, go with him to his destination where he has to go. So he reaches home with security. Father was a king. On the way, he was on this royal camel, and Hazrat Amir Muawiyah was walking. Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala was a very wealthy person. He was a Qurayshi. His father was a very rich man. He himself had a lot of money. But the instruction of Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam was to accompany him, walk it. And brothers know of the heat of Saudi Arabia in the afternoon. It is a good thing that there is air conditioning in Masjid Nabawi, even in Khalid, and even in Makkatul Mukarramah. Hazrat Amir Muawiyah was walking. When the heat got to him, he said to Hazrat Wa'il bin Hajar, that my feet are burning. Is it possible for me to share the camel that you're sitting on? I can sit behind you. Because he was a new Muslim, he said to Hazrat Amir Muawiyah, how can you, a normal person, share a seat with me? I am the son of a king. Mere saath kaise baithna hona hai? Hazrat Amir Muawiyah said to him, if I can't sit with you, then at least give me your shoes so I can protect myself from the heat. So he said to him, how can I give you my shoes? I am the son of a king. I said, you are not. Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala looked at him, but yet Burdbari was in him, a very, very wise man. Hazrat Amir Muawiyah would say, drinking my anger, that is my greatest pleasure. Gusse ko pee jana, isse barkar ko inamat nahi. Drinking my anger is the greatest pleasure. He would never get angry. Hazrat Amir Muawiyah walked it with him to his destination. And later on it is said, when Khilafat was given to Hazrat Amir Muawiyah, Hazrat Amir Muawiyah became the great king of the Muslimin at that time. It is said that that person, that Sahabi, Hazrat Wail ibn Hajar, came to him to visit him and to ask him for a few things. Hazrat Amir Muawiyah looked at him, the same man who disallowed him to share the animal, the camel with him. And he was so scared, he says, Hazrat Amir Muawiyah will give me nothing. Hazrat Amir Muawiyah came down, kissed him on the forehead, embraced him, and he said to him, that why are you shy? Are you shy of the past, what you said to me? Don't be shy. You are my brother in Islam.
Allah.
Subhanallah. What has happened has happened. Whatever you need, come and ask me. I will give it to you.
Subhanallah.
Great leader. So Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala again holds that category. Anyone who disrespects Sahaba-i Kiram ajma'in, my respected brothers and elders, Subhanallah al-Azim, it is said that his face becomes mask, a total transformation. It was famously known in the time of Tabi'een that anyone who disrespected Sahaba-i Kiram ajma'in, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would transform their bodies into khanazir, khinzir. It is said that in Ibn Hajar Makki has narrated a story that in Maqam-e Halb, there was a person whose name was Ibn Munzir. He would disrespect the companions. And it was famously known that he would disrespect the companions. When he died, they buried him. Some of the youth there were listening to the Sheikh, who said that anybody who disrespects the Khulafa-i Rashidin, Sahaba-i Kiram Ajma'in, if you open their grave, the body will not be there. You will find a khinzir there, a pig there instead. And this is a fact, my respected brothers. It is not difficult for Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has declared in the Quran, when the Jewish people disobeyed the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah has said in the Quran, kunu qiradatan khasi'in. Become monkeys, bandar ho jao. And qirada in the Arabic language means bandar. That is the only reason if anybody has found some bones with some connection to human beings and monkeys, wallahu alam, human beings were never monkeys, but there is this great possibility that a lot of them became musk in their community, and this was the Jewish tribe. They became khanazir, khinzir, and also bandar, monkeys. Subhanallah. So a youth, a group of people that were there after listening to the Sheikh, they said that, look, we know that Ibn Munzir was a person who was disrespecting Sahaba-i Kiram Ajmain all the time. Let us go in the night and open up his qabr. Young people, nawjawan log the, masti hoti hai, shararat hoti hai, brave people. Who will do that in the Leicester Cemetery today? When a person dies here, even to give ghusl we get scared. Just say he opens his eyes. Just say he opens his eyes. So when you're doing ghusl, you're looking at the eyes of Allah. Subhanallah. Ruh does not come back. Death is only once. Kullu nafsin za'ikatul maut. Illa ye ke Musa bhai has played some wazifa. To ye aur baat. La ilaha illallah. There is no God but Allah. If karamat is there, that is different. But kullu nafsin za'ikatul maut. Someone wakes up again, then that was not death. That was deep sleep. There's a possibility that the heartbeat stops, but that was not death. Death is only once. That is the hikmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Maut ek martaba aati hai. And this group of people in the night, they went to the grave of Ibn Munzir. In the night, they say, when we exhumed the qabr and everything where he was buried, we saw that Ibn Munzir was not there, but a pig, a khinzir was in there. And they quickly closed the qabr. And this waqia is very, very famous. Also, another waqia was of Ibn Hilan, who lived in Madinatul Munawwara, and he died. It was known to the people of Medina that he would swear at the companions. And when he died, Allahu Akbar, he was buried in Jannatul Baqi. Subhanallah, abhi na bole. Don't say Subhanallah, it's too early yet. He would swear at the companions. And for some reason when they buried him, some of the people had to dig his grave, open the grave again. When they opened up his grave, his body was not there. Ibn Hilal. Islam, mere azizo, Sahaba-i Kiram Ajmain, when it comes to the companions, subhanAllah, we have to stay bilkul quiet. And the reason why a lot of Sunni Muslims have found it difficult to understand the status of Hazrat Amir Muawiyah, the only reason is, and I'd never like touching this topic, one person came to Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayh, he was a great buzrug, and he said, Hazrat, tell me who was right when Hazrat Amir Muawiyah was in disagreement with Hazrat Ali. So Hazrat Maulana Thani Rahmatullah Ali said to him, I will write it for you on a paper that on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will not question you on this. Allah will not question you on this. And this is not part of your Aqeedah. So you don't have to know anything. All you have to know for the time being is that both of them were great companions. And all of the Sahaba-i Kiram Ajma'een are Jannati. If they had disagreement, that is their personal matter. All of them were muttaqeen. We have no right to say anything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in the Quran, وَكُلَّا وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الْحُسْنَى. Allah has promised for all the companions husna, the best thing for them in the hereafter. وَالْمُهَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنصَارِ وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُمْ بِإِحْسَانٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ وَرَضُوا عَنْهُ. Allah is pleased with them. The only people on the face of this earth after Anbiya alayhi salatu was salam who have been guaranteed Jannat are Sahaba-i Kiram Ajma'in. And those who are exclusively mentioned like Hazrat Hakim Luqman and also Hazrat Maryam alayhi salatu was salam and those who are in the Hadith, the only group is Sahaba-i Kiram Ajma'in. So subhanAllah al-Azim, Maulana Thani rahmatullah alayhi said that you will not be question about Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala an and Hazrat Ali. Hazrat Osman radiallahu ta'ala an, when he was made shaheed, Hazrat Amir Muawiyah was holding the position of one ayat of the Quran that you have to make qisas, an eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth, life for a life, because they assassinated Hazrat Osman radiallahu ta'ala an. We have to find the perpetrators and take revenge immediately. That was the opinion of Hazrat Amir Muawiyah. And he was firm on his opinion because he was Qatib-e-Wahi, he would write the revelation, he was a faqih, a man who knew the Quran, he was well versed in the Quran. It is said that when Hazrat Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam passed away, the wife, Hazrat Habiba, stayed alive for 30 years. And Hazrat Habiba stayed in the company of Hazrat Amir Muawiyah. Unke bhai hote the. And both of them benefited from each other. She was so close, she was the wife. And Hazrat Amir Muawiyah was Qatib-e-Wahi. He was there all the time in the khidmat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an was of the opinion that we will definitely take revenge of those who assassinated Hazrat Ali. But right now is not the time. Right now is not the time. We have to make sure no one takes advantage of what has happened with Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an. So give me time. And Hazrat Amir Muawiyah was not prepared for that time. That was his ijtihad. That was his maslak. That was his opinion. And subhanallah al-azim, both of them respected each other. And whatever had happened, that disagreement was with them. And this was prophesied by Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is why the Shias totally reject any, subhanallah, character, good character of Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala. And because of the Shia, even Sunnis are affected. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq that we understand clearly. Allama Kirwani rahmatullah alayhi has said that my neighbor would swear at Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq and Hazrat Umar Farooq. I went to him many times. I said to him, look, this is not right what you are doing. In the night when he went to sleep, Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to his dream and he said to him that, Pareshan tum nazar aa rahe, what is it? He says, Ya Rasulullah, so and so person who is a neighbor to me, he is always disrespecting the companions. And from the companions, it is Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq and Hazrat Umar Farooq. Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him in the dream, he says, take this blade, knife, go now out of your house and zabah him, slay him. this man in the dream took the knife from Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, went to that person's house, his neighbor, he was sleeping, and in the night got hold of his head and put the knife on the neck and slayed him. Zabahkan. And he returned back to Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam, gave up sallallahu alayhi wasallam the knife. And this person in his dream was drying his hands that were covered with blood on the sand that was there around him. And he woke up. In the morning again, when he woke up, he could hear the women crying. They would do no high. Someone passed away, the women were the first ones to cry. So he heard the women crying. He said when they went to visit this person, his neck was completely open, slit open from here. This was the blade of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have to be extremely careful. That is why where the roza is today, where Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam's roza is, it is said that once in the books it is written that 40 people came with bad intention to open up the grave of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq and Hazrat Umar Farooq, and they were standing in front of the roza of Huzur alayhi salam at that time, and the roza opened up, and that part of the roza where Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam is resting, all 40 of them went down and the earth swallowed them. That was the punishment given to them. Allah. And till today, this is written in the kutubs of tariq, history of Madinatul Munawwara, history of the events that have taken place in Madinatul Munawwara. Allahu Akbar. That very famous waqia of Allama Saleh Umar. And everyone has heard of this very famous waqia. He was Ashik of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, and he would sing nazams and poetry in Arabic in praise of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq. When it was the time of Ashura, the 10th of Muharram that is coming. So it's time of Ashura. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. What has happened to the Muslim people, my respected brothers? They say that Allah's Nusrat is not coming. Allah's Nusrat is not coming because Allah is naraz with this ummah. Allah is naraz of these gaddar that are in the Muslim community. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from this hypocrisy, from this gaddari. And these are the gaddar that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in the Quran, إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ فِي الدَّرْكِ الْأَسْفَلِ مِنَ النَّارِ. In this world they will have 15 million, 8 million, but in the hereafter they will be in أَسْفَلِ مِنَ النَّارِ. They will be in the last category of Jahannam. You can't even think what kind of pain and torture and azab will be given to that individual. You can't even think of it. With the Fir'aun, Fara'een and all these kuffar, they will be there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq, my respected brother. Just recently, just now, 4 hours ago, I was talking to a brother and he said to me, Mauli sahab, kya kahu? Naraz na ho. I won't even mention any Muslim countries, because it happens that sometimes when you're talking about any particular Muslim country, some people give a fatwa that Mauli sahab is against that country. Wala hawla wala quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyil azim. My respected brothers and elders, we are all Muslims. Our nationality is connected with Madinatul Munawwara. We are the people of Madinatul Munawwara and Makkatul Mukarrama. We are not of any other country. It's why our identity here in dunya mein, ke we were born there. We should have hamdardi of Islam. Our feelings should be neutral. The truth is the truth. Wherever you go, haq is haq. And in this Muslim country, it is said, Muslim, when I say Muslim country, 99.99 Muslim country. Right? As a Muslim country. It is said that just before the Eid festival, another festival was played there, which is known as Basanti festival. Basanti, suna hai? Yeah. The kites. Kites. Suna hai? In a Muslim country, they buy clothes, they wear a particular color coding of dress, and they do Basanti, kite fighting and all this, subhanAllah, which is pure Hinduism. Pure Hinduism. It is said that, this man was telling me and I was shocked. He says, it seems that the Muslims enjoy the day of Basanti more than Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha. This is a fact. Then how will Allah's Nusrat come, by respected brothers? Kaise? Kitni maar khayenge? what is happening to the ummah. وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ الْعَلِيِّ الْعَظِيمِ. We have taken different cultures inside. Hamdardina ye Musliman. There is no respect, no honor of a Muslim. وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. Hazrat Saleh Umar, this man, was a great sha'ir. He would praise Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. On the 10th of Ashura, in Medina al-Munawwara, there was a group of people, Shia, that were there. And when they looked at him, he looked at them back. He was a brave man. He went to them. He said that, I am a man who praises Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq. Don't you think you should join me? Don't you think you should join me? There was a brave man. He said that there were many in numbers. They kidnapped him, captured him. They tortured him. What did they do? Torture him. Dunya mein kya? Torture kar sakta. What did Fir'aun do to his wife? Asiya. He couldn't do anything. What did Fir'aun do to the sahirin, to the magicians that were there? He says, I will cut your arms. I will torture you that you won't be recognized. Subhanallah. All for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they kidnapped him, they tortured him, and they say, right, take out your tongue. They forced him to take out the tongue, and he says, right, it is this tongue that is praising Abu Bakr Siddiq. Yeah. And they took a knife, a blade, and they cut his tongue. They cut his tongue, and he says, now go out. And now praise Abu Bakr Siddiq, radiallahu ta'ala. He was bleeding, and he was a great ashik. He went to the masjid of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He fell unconscious on one side of the mosque and he went to sleep. Subhanallah, rahmatullil alameen. Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to his dream and he said to him, Ya Umar, what has happened? He said, Ya Rasulullah, these people have cut my tongue out. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam put his auspicious fingers on the tongue. And Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam said, Bi-iznillah, Allah has given you shifa. Nobody can do anything to you. He said that when he woke up, mashallah, the tongue was there. Huh? Sahih Salim. Huzur alayhi salam ka haat lag jaye mere aziz. Uska to kaam hi ho gaya na mere aziz. Isliye Allah Rabbul Alameen kare, ki aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ki shafaat mujhe aapko mil jaye, mere aziz. The fact is, even when you're in front of Masjid Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and when you stand in front of the Rauza, you think to yourself that, are you really worthy? Are you worthy? Do you hold that position? To come and stand in front of Huzur alayhi salatu wa sallam, and with your dirty tongue, you are saying, As-salatu wa sallamu alayhi ya Rasulullah. And when you read the halat of Sahaba-i Kiram ajma'in, where were these people and where we are, the level of their iman and what has happened to us? Allah Rabbul Alameen must accept even this. Our presence there and just to give salam, maybe due to the barakat of the awliyaullah or the great sulaha that are there, maybe inshaAllah ta'ala Allah accept them. He woke up and subhanAllah, everything was fine. Allah kishan, the very next year, he was again walking in that area and it was the 10th of Ashura. All these people were there in the house again, doing all sorts of things as they do in Jannatul Baqi. They have nothing better to do than to cry. So they were there. And again, obviously last year, Huzur alayhi salam came to his dream. Now his iman is even strong. He said, let me go and give them dawat again. A brave man. So he went knocking on the door. He said, I am here. I am the same shair who praises Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq. Don't you think you should join me? Don't you think you should join me? So this time, again, 5-6 of them kidnapped him and took him in the room. But the things that was about to happen was much different to what happened last year. They took him in the room. There was this old man. He says, right, let him go. And this old man took him to that same house where they cut off his tongue. And he knocked on the door. And someone from inside came and the door was opened. It is said that in front of him there was a khinzir in the house, a pig that was there. I don't like the word pig, so I'm using the word that the Quran has used, wal khanazir, khinzir. So there was a khinzir in the house, and that old man said that Last year, a man came in this house and he says, we are praising Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq. And this pig that you see here, he is not a pig, he is my son. He is my son. He is the same man who cut off somebody's tongue. And straight away in the night, in front of our very eyes, he disappeared. And we couldn't find anyone in the room. Nobody opened the door, nobody went out, but this pig was there. And we are ashamed to open up this door to anyone. We have said to everyone who knows us that the son died, that the son has passed away. But he has not passed away. This pig is here, this is my son. This man, Hazrat Saleh Umar, started to cry. And he says, I told you not to talk against the companions, Sahaba-i Kiram Ajma'een. And the same man who came last year is none other than myself. So he was shocked that my son had cut off the tongue and the entire event and the story was narrated. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq that we have deep love for Hazrat Amir Muawiyah, Hazrat Hassan, Hazrat Hussain, the Ahl Bayt, and all the companions. He was such an ashik of Huzur alayhi salam that when Hazrat Amir Muawiyah was about to pass away from this world, he called his son Yazid. And he said to him that in that part of the room, the nails of Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam are with me. Ab sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ke nakhun mubarak, Hazrat Amir Muawiyah had kept it. And on the other side is one hair of Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam, and also there is one cloth that Ab sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had worn and he had given to me. He said, my wasiyat is that when I die, when I pass away, put the nails of Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam on my eyes. And put the hair of Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam on my cheek. And with my kafan, put the cloth that Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam had worn. And it is said that when Hazrat Amir Muawiyah passed away, the hair and the nails of Huzur alayhi salam and the cloth was buried with Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala. A grand sahabi. When we visit the Kaaba and when we see the black chadar, the black cloth that is on the Kaaba, one day when I was sitting in Haram Sharif, there was this Salafi man, Ahl Hadith person, he was arguing with me. He said to me, where is this in the Hadith? Where is this in the Hadith? You Hanafis do this, you Deoband this, do that. Where is this in the Hadith? These people are all Ahl Hadith. They want Hadith for everything. Allahu Akbar. I said to him, look, that's Khana Kaaba in front of us. He says, yes. I said, you see the black cloth that is on the Kaaba? He says, yeah. He says, find me a hadith where Huzur alayhi salam has said that you must put a black cloth on the Kaaba. So he looked at me. He looked at me. He didn't have an answer, did he?
No.
He didn't have an answer. Maulvi to Maulvi hota hai na, Musa bhai. Kuch na kuch karke inshallah kaam ho jayega. Allah Rabbul Alameen ki meherbani se. So he said to me, there's no hadith. But I said, well, isn't that a bid'ah? Don't you think that's a bid'ah? He goes, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. When it comes to their own personal matters, it's such a big la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. When it comes to us, it's all bid'ah. No, my brothers, the khidmat, the Hindustani and the Pakistani scholars have done, subhanallah, and the love they show for the companions and what they have done, it is phenomenal. Allah has given them that barakat. Allah has subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this chadar that you see, the black cloth, Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala, and in his khilafat, he was the first man to personally climb and to put the chadar, the black cloth on that area.
Masha'ala.
And since the time of Hazrat Amir Muawiyah, this tartib has been going on. And at the time of Arafat, when all the hujjaj are in Maidan Arafat, every year the black cloth changes, every year. So this year when we were there, you could notice those who came before the Hajj, the cloth was different. There was a white garment there, and all preparations were made to take the chadar out. And after Arafat when you go, subhanallah, you saw a new cloth there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. A great sahabi, a great companion. Many things I want to talk about Hazrat Amir Muawiyah. Inshallah, if Allah wills, next time. But Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala, a great sahabi. All of the companions are great. We have to respect them. The hadith read to you in the khutbah, Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَثَلُ أَصْحَابِي كَمَثَلِ الْمِلْحِ فِي الطَّعَامِ. The example of my companions is like salt in food. Is like salt in food. لَا يَسْلُحُ الطَّعَامُ إِلَّا بِهِ. There is no flavor in any food without salt. Subhanallah. There is no Islam without the companion. There is no Islam. What will you talk about? What can the Shias give us? That is why we must talk about the companion. We must have respect for Sahaba-i Kiram Ajma'in, Azwaj-i Mutahharat, and the Ahl-i Bayt. Of sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Allah, Allah fi ashabi. O people, fear. Fear Allah when it comes to the status of Sahaba-i Kiram Ajma'in. La tattakhiduhum gharadam min ba'di. None of you should make them a target after me. وَمَنْ أَحَبَّهُمْ فَبِحُبِّ أَحَبَّهُمْ وَمَنْ أَبْغَدَهُمْ فَبِبُغْدِ أَبْغَدَهُمْ. Anyone who likes the companions, that means he has liked Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam. And anyone who likes Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam, the result is that Allah likes him. And anyone who dislikes the companions, then the truth is that Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam dislikes them also. And anyone who dislikes Huzur alayhi salam, Allah dislikes them also. This is a tartib, this is a chain. Alhamdulillah, the Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah follow. And inshallah, if the connection is there, it goes from Huzur alayhi salam to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is razi, inshallah, the doors of Jannat will open up for every single one of us. Wa akhiru da'wana, and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Do shaykh. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وسلم تسليما لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية في الدنيا والآخرة اللهم إنا نسألك من رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من غضبك والنار ونعوذ بك من غضبك والنار اللهم إنا نسألك مجيبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والسلامة من كل إثم والغنيمة من كل بر والفوز بالجنة والنجاة من النار والنجاة من النار سمعنا وطانا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.